This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, Rabbi, the second to last, though, three more Mishnayos. Perek Vov, Ovis, Mishnah Tes. Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was in the door of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyoy, and he was the Doyle Doyle. And he was married to Torah in Kisri, which is in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Machas Yisim Halpud there. Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. One time I was going underway. Pogo bi Adam Echa. A man met up with me. He doesn't say, I met up with another man. Because he didn't even marry her. She was thinking and learning. He was trachting and learning. And we made love. He didn't greet him first. Because if he would have seen him and recognized him and realized he was there, he would have greeted him first. As we know, says the Medrash Shmuel, Derech Klal is, the tzaddik, Rabbi Yechon, said there was no one. I never had someone who greeted me first. I always greeted someone first, and so too was Rabbi Ben Kisma. Finally, Shalom, he greeted me. He said Shalom, ve'achzati lo shalom, and I returned Shalom. Amali Rabbi, me'ezem mokamata. So this person who met Rabbi Ben Kisma said, Rabbi, where are you now? He said, where are you from? I'm at the Lam Ir Gedol Shal Chacham Shal Soifim Mani. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, I come from a great city of Chacham and Soifim. Amali Rabbi, but Tzorach Yitor Li Mani Mugumen. So he said, one second, maybe you come live with us. And he etten loch elef alofim din rezov. I'll give you thousands and thousands. Elef alofim, it's a thousand of a thousand, 10,000 din rezov. Vavonim toivis and magolis. And precious stones, beautiful stones, and jewels. So Mati Lord Bini, Mati Noisli Kol Kesev Zav. So yes, because you give me all the gold and silver of the world. I don't know what kind of nice stones, my golias and pearls and jewels. Shabbolim, any Torah, I'll be welcome to Torah. I will only live in a place of Torah. For Shabbashas Petor Shal Adam, the time a person leaves this world, they will have a lot of Kesev Zav. Nothing you take with you, by saying. The grave is empty. There's no jewels and no money and no Rolex watches you take into the grave, no necklaces and no stones, nothing. There are stones, but not those no stones. The only thing you take with him is Torah. And that's Russell. You see, a person it's has to get that concept. A Levi, we never hear people say, oh, he owned the Rolex watch. He had such a nice car. You ever heard anybody that has to pick it up? And you should know, Plony Ben Plony, he owned such a nice car. He drove such a beautiful vehicle. He had such a nice house. He had 24 bedrooms and an Olympic-sized pool. No one speaks about it. What did they say about that? He learned a lot of Torah. He learned in the morning, he learned at night. He did this chesed. That's all, because that's all you take with you. And you're going, it goes with you. Tancho will lead you. And you lay down in the grave, it will protect you. When you get up, he says, it will be your talk. In this world, when you go, it leads you, it follows you, and goes with you. But in Mazer, that's the Torah of Ma'aseh Torah. B'shal b'tish mo'alecha in the kever, b'kever. Ha'kitzoyis yisichecho lo'olam ha'boh. Ha'kosm says the Sefer Tehillim. The Sefer Tehillim, ha'idei Tov Melech Yisrael, Toiv li yisar as picha, says Dovid HaMelech, Rabbi. He had everything. Ha'zoivi, the Aruch HaSadikim writes at the beginning of the Aruch HaSadikim, Shleim HaMel is the one who said Evel Avolim. Very nice. You have a person that doesn't have any money. He's poor as anything. He says the whole world's out of him. Hey, you know. You had nothing. So you can't comment. You can't give your daya. You can't give your daya on something that you don't know about. You're a poor man. You live in the slums. You live as a poor man. How can you say the whole world's out of him? Have you tasted steak ever in your life? Have you driven a Maserati? Oh, but David HaMelech, at the Badan, Shloima Melech, Loima, Loima says, Ve'elika or Chasadikim, Hevel Avam. He was the king and had anything. He wanted this world. David Melech also. And yet David Melech says, Toiv li Toiras Picha. The Alphas of Chesiv, all thousands of Zav Chesiv. Boimel, li Chesiv, li Azav. Hashem says, to me is the Chesiv. Me is the Zav. Belongs to me, Hashem. Nothing belongs to you. Hashem gives it to who he wants, but it's not your possession. It's a loan from Hashem. What is the only thing that's yours? Torah v'Yerushalayim and Chesed v'Yisrael. Hakol b'day Shemayim chutz v'Yerushalayim. Let's go into a little bit of the film. We'll say pshat over here. What happened to the story? This person came over to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman, and Chaim V'Lojan says a fascinating concept in the life about this Mishnah, a fascinating antidote. He says, but we see a murder to get your soil from over here. The Chaim V'Lojan tells us that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman said, Pam achas reis b'havadarach. He says that this is such an important lesson. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman was always in the base marriage. But one time he went out, the Yitzhar, and see what happened? The Yitzhar chopped him right away. Tried to change his whole life plan, his whole life, move away, everything. That's the code of the Yitzhar. And as I said, Pamachas, it was a one-time thing. One time left the base marriage, one time he's going to die. That wasn't his, he never did it except for one time. And that one time, Yitzhar came right away. Change your lifestyle, change, move out, go somewhere else. And there's all a plot of the Yitzhar. Because a person has to know that's very, very, very not partial. But a person thinks, yeah, I'll go here, I'll go there. But the Chazal tells us that your person has to go and be in a place of Torah, be around your sheep. The person shouldn't think, oh, wherever I go, I'll be okay. I'm a from year. No. A person's affected by his surroundings, the Rambam says. And if a person's around, not around a from area, a yeshiva area, an area where he can connect to, everybody says, in his Yiddishkeit, it's very, very dangerous. So even though he was offering him to start, who knows what, he could have all this money in the world and do what he wants, but Lemaisa, Rabbi Yisrael, have he going to come to her, it's very not partial. Again, Rabbi Yisrael has his own personal shayla, if he's going to do kiruv, when and what, is it not a simple shayla. But you have to know the rule is, Rabbi Yisrael, that a person has to be very wary of his surroundings, and therefore you have to surround yourselves with good neighbors, Yiddish neighbors. Good people, good Yidden, good communities of Yidden, shuls and yeshivas that you live in that vicinity, that in order that you can be inspired from them, affected from them, and that's how your person will be zircha to a gevalda hatzlocha. So that's the first yisoid of the mitzvah, and the second yisoid is that this is something that we all have to realize that we get lost, and that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos. Tshuva, that's the power of the shofar to teach us, stop getting caught up in olam hazeh, Rabbi Yisrael, with too much into it, Rabbi Yisrael, too much. We have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, what is the purpose of Rabbi Yisrael? They're never going to ask you not one question of how many pizza pies did you eat in your life, Rabbi Yisrael, and what was a better pizza? The pizza from this store or that store, how thick was your steak that you ate when you were younger? Nothing about Gashmi is going to be asked when you get to the next world, except if you made a bracha or not. One only thing you're going to want to know, Rabbi Yisrael, and only to be calculated is how many mitzvahs of Ma'aseh Torah did you do? All the steaks that you ate and all the zahar, it's nothing. All the money that you have is not nothing, Rabbi Yisrael. It's zero. Zero in the next world. If you use that money to help, if it's stuck on, okay, you changed all those zeros and you made it a million. But if you didn't, it's Hevel Havolim. Hevel Havolim, Rabbi Yisrael. The only thing that's natural is Torah, Ma'aseh Torah, and that person has to get into his noodles. He has to get into his noodles, Rabbi Yisrael. What is he spending his time on? What's most of his day? He's going online to check this, check that. It's Hevel Varik. It's nothing, Rabbi Yisrael. The person has to get his mind straight. Stop being swooped in. The Yitzhar is working. It's coming to the end. So he's putting all his colors, all these different distractions, Rabbi Yisrael, to get you to be swooped in. This is the problem, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to realize what Yosef ben Kisman taught us. There's only one thing that a person has to be focused on this world. One thing. Whatever he's doing, that has to be the general focus. That is the focus. Ain't one of the mighty, my son, That is our source of everything, this world or the next world.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.